Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a guy who says, I'm 25, ex-military, and now a police officer. I met a girl in March and we hit it off. We saw each other every other weekend due to my work schedule. I respected her personal space and didn't try to control her. Once a week before I went to work, I would bring her flowers and a small gift to show appreciation that I was thinking of her. So far everything sounds good, but we know there's a problem coming up. When we were together, she was happy and felt safe. She showed it and bragged to her family and friends how good I was to her. One day, here it comes, she told me we needed to talk. Uh-oh, the dreaded, we need to talk. She met me in person, and all she could say was that she didn't see us going anywhere because she didn't feel the same way I did. Boom, there you have it. I was in love with her. I didn't beg or try to reason. I simply told her, of course, with tears in my eyes, that I respected her choice. I did remind her that I didn't want her to go, that I truly wanted to be with her. Perfect. This is how you handle a breakup. So anyone that's going through a breakup, or if you think you might go through a breakup, or anybody, you may go through a breakup. This is what you do. You don't cry. You don't beg. You don't try to reason. You do exactly what he did. And he even went one step further, as you're about to see. After 4 days of not speaking, I asked her to meet me, and she agreed. I told her it wasn't me trying to get her back. Perfect. I informed her that I was scared of losing her, and the thought of her giving herself to someone else and not me scared me. I told her that I was in love with her and respected her choice, that she didn't feel the same way as I did. Again, perfect. Everyone needs to study this and remember this and do this next time. He's just expressing his feelings. And ladies listening to this, this is how a guy behaves when he's in love with you. All right? He tells you that he doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't just let you wander off and go away and ignore you. If a man loves you and he doesn't want to lose you, he will let you know. He will step up to the plate and be vulnerable. At the end, I told her I could never be a friend because I had opened up completely and could only be one thing, and that's a man who wants to give her a forever. I told her I wasn't going to text her or call her, and that if she started to think of us or miss me, to call because I believed in me and her. Perfect. I can honestly say I didn't do anything wrong. I believe you. I believe that you don't think you did anything wrong, but I see some issues here that I am actually obviously going to address in a second here. I treated her with respect and supported her goals. All our friends were shocked and have told me she cares about me enough to be with me, but wasn't in love with me. That's right. I've also been told by her family and friends I'm the greatest guy she's ever been with and treated her the best she ever has been treated. And that just actually may be the problem, as you're about to see. It's been 3 days now since I spoke to her. I feel like we'll be together again, and she'll see those feelings she had for me were there. She just didn't see them. So let me stop you right there and clear up one fallacy that people always think. Oh, this person's in love with me. They just can't see it. They want me. They just can't see it. No. They know what they're feeling, especially women. We know what we're feeling. That's why, obviously, a lot of times there seem to be arguments and fights over feelings. So to say that someone doesn't know what they're feeling and they'll realize it later on, that's not true. She knows what she's feeling. What she may realize is that she lost a great guy. She let a great guy go. So that's what it might be. But it's not so much the feeling. She knows what she's feeling. So I don't have a lot to go on. I can only give you an educated guess on the little information you've given me because, as you said, you didn't seemingly do anything wrong. You didn't say that you were abusive to her or calling her names or cheating, etc., etc. So I see two things as the issue. Now, I'm going to assume that she is in her early 20s, maybe late teens or maybe mid-20s, since you're 25. I wasn't able to speak to this person So I don't know a lot of details. So I can only say that I think it's two different things, or both of these things. One is the fact that you only saw each other every other week. So every other weekend. So it's almost like having visitation. And, you know, seeing someone every other weekend is just not enough time, especially for a girl in her early 20s. They want to see you as often as possible. It's just not enough. And she probably got lonely and she thought, you know, why am I with this person? I can only see every other weekend. I want to be with someone I can see all the time. And obviously, I know it's your work schedule. You couldn't do anything about it. And then you did try to make up for it, I think, with the flowers and small gift once a week. And that is the other problem. You were too predictable. Every week, you'd show up with the flowers. Here he comes again with the flowers and the gift. I'm not making fun of it. But after a while, it's just too much. You're just giving too much too soon. You know, she's not your fiancé. You don't have to bring her flowers and gifts every week. And people start to take that for granted, and they don't appreciate it. And maybe she's not used to being treated that well, and so she couldn't handle it. It was just too much. And also, it's just too predictable, as I said. Every week, yep, where's my flowers? Oh, here they are. That's why Vegas is so popular. Think of the Vegas slot machines. If people always won, or they won every third hand on the slot machine, after a while they get bored. It's like, okay, yeah, I know, every third hand, here we go, I win. If they never won, they'd get bored also, and they'd just give up. It's like, well, I'm never going to win, so what's the point? And so why is Vegas so popular? Because sometimes you win on the slot machines, and sometimes you don't. So sometimes you should have brought her flowers and a gift, and sometimes you should have brought her nothing, or you should not even have gone. So those are the two things as I see that the problem might be. And she probably doesn't even know what the problem is. She just knows that she lost interest. And she knows you're a great guy, but she just can't bring herself to feel like she's in love with you. So unless there's other things going on that I don't know about, and again, since I wasn't able to speak to this person, I don't know. This is my best guess. So the one thing that you absolutely have to do in relationships is to be unpredictable with things that are inconsequential. I don't mean you're unpredictable in the sense that you're supposed to call and you don't call, you know, or that you don't text back or that you don't show up. Okay, no, you have to be both predictable and unpredictable. Predictable in that people can count on you to keep your word, but unpredictable in the things that aren't important. So sometimes you bring flowers and sometimes you don't. That's not that important. So if you're going through a similar situation, or you want to understand this unpredictability factor a bit more, or you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. Please use the form on that site to contact me. Don't email me directly, or I may not receive your email if it goes into the spam folder. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate and review the podcast. You can't read a podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.